USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to a U.S. Korean War veteran. During a ceremony at the White House, Biden awarding a Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. for conspicuous gallantry in combat.
He leads from the front. He leads by example. He leads with his heart. He's a Ranger. And that's how Rangers lead. That's how you lead.
Biden also calling him a true American hero and saying the recognition is decades overdue. Former President Trump is planning to hold rallies in battleground states this summer. Trump telling One America News he's eyeing Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina for stops to continue his campaign-style rallies. The schedule is expected to be released in the next couple of weeks. This announcement comes as the former president mulls a decision to run again in 2024. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is sponsored by IBM. IBM and EY have expanded their partnership by announcing a Center of Excellence, a centralized virtual hub that brings together EY financial services expertise with IBM's technology capabilities to offer open hybrid cloud solutions. This will help financial institutions drive digital transformation and accelerate cloud adoption. Howard Beauville, Senior Vice President of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Industry-specific cloud offerings are essential to increasing cloud adoption in highly regulated industries such as financial services. With IBM Cloud for Financial Services, we are providing a platform designed with built-in security and compliance features. Think of it as compliance as code, and are accelerating innovation by partnering with leaders like EY. As part of the Center of Excellence, we're helping financial institutions modernize their systems by integrating EY's industry and regulatory experience with IBM's open hybrid cloud and cognitive technologies to ultimately fuel customer digital transformation.
Visit IBM.com/cloud.
California's clean air regulator on Thursday adopted rules to mandate that nearly all trips on Uber and Lyft's ride-hailing platforms have to be in electric vehicles over the next few years, the first such regulation by a U.S. state. Uber and Lyft say they support the regulation's goals but are calling for more government aid to their many middle and low-income drivers with costs for the transition. The question of who will finance the costly transition is complicated by the driver's status as independent contractors. An alleged violent attack on Jewish people eating at a restaurant earlier this week is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Footage of the incident shows a group attacking people in front of a restaurant in Los Angeles's Beverly Grove neighborhood. The incident triggering condemnation from Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, a Democrat who said in a tweet, "There's no place for discrimination and anti-Semitism of any kind in Los Angeles." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Hundreds of illegal immigrant families are being flown to California and other states, as many as 3 flights a week, as U.S. Border Patrol agents continue to struggle with the growing number of illegals crossing into the United States. Flights carrying around 135 people are arriving across the country, and this has Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, concerned.
What they are doing is shifting the burden to the states. And once they do that, they're making every state a border state, every town a border town. But this is the first link in a chain of bad immigration policies. But they're shoving this cost for education, child services, housing, all of the health care onto the states. Now, as you have these communities of illegal migrants coming into cities, what are blue city mayors going to do? They're going to do sanctuary cities. But what the Biden administration is doing is specifically this. They have now apprehended 500,000 people at the border from 160 countries. They're putting them on planes and flying them to states without any knowledge of the governors.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.